This is Joanne Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, chatting to Anna Richardson of Channel 4's Naked Attraction on what was World Diabetes Day. Very nice to speak to you, Anna.
And you, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I've noted that you have both professional and personal links to diabetes, the personal one being your dad, Jim.
This is a subject very close to my heart because diabetes is in my family and on both sides of my family. And as you pointed out, my dad, Jim, has diabetes, type 2 diabetes. He was diagnosed, probably a good 20 years ago now. But it's something that he hasn't managed especially well. He's a man of a certain age. He likes the things that he likes. So it's a constant battle with my dad to try and get him to eat in a way that's actually going to manage and support his health and his type 2 diabetes rather than make it worse.
Now, one question I was going to ask was, which came first, the personal or the professional situation? I am guessing the personal, as I've seen you've done documentaries and podcasts, but your dad has been diagnosed a while.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. In the work that I do, I cover a variety of topics around health, whether that is diet, whether it's weight, whether it's Ozempic, whether it's dementia, for example. So I have a real interest in this, but the personal came first when it comes to diabetes, simply because of my dad. And then now my mum. I mean, it's something that, you know, it can happen later in life as well. I'm pre-diabetic, so I'm keeping my eye on this. So it is very much a personal interest.
Now, these interviews, I understand, are to encourage others to tell their stories.
What we're doing here, this campaign on World Diabetes Day, is connected to Abbott's Freestyle Libre research, where they have discovered that people living with underlying health conditions, for example, type 2 diabetes, are starting to become stigmatized and they're facing prejudice in everyday life, but particularly when it comes to dating. So the research statistics around this are really quite shocking. And they discovered that 32% of British people view others with a health condition as less attractive. So obviously I'm wearing two hats here. One is as a bit of a dating expert, and the other is as somebody that has an interest in type 2 diabetes. And when you conflate the two, the fact that, you know, 32% of British people view others with a health condition as less attractive, that is really quite an extraordinary thing and very worrying.
It's a bit upsetting though, isn't it, as well?
No, it's horrible. And we know from Abbott's research that around 20% of people with type 2 diabetes are then loath to disclose their condition when they're dating online for fear that they are going to be further stigmatised. And that absolutely has to stop.
So part of this campaign is to stop stigmatising health conditions and in particular diabetes.
Absolutely, because ultimately we're judging people for something that they can't help. So it's entirely wrong that we're calling this discriminating. So, you know, discriminating in the dating arena. It's entirely wrong that somebody should be discounted on a dating app simply because they have a condition like type 2 diabetes, which is very, very common. There's over 4 million people in the UK with it. It can be very easily managed in general. So the fact that people are being discriminated against is really quite extraordinary. And so, yeah, the campaign is around, let's challenge the behaviour, not the person with the condition in the first place. We're calling it out and saying this isn't okay.
How is your dad?
Well, with my dad, it's always an ongoing battle because he's a gentleman of a certain age. He's in his 80s. You know, he's a war baby. So he grew up, you know, with a sweet tooth. He likes his carbs. He was very stressed when he was working. He didn't really do much exercise. So, you know, when you throw genetics on top of that as well, this all then ended up with my dad with type 2 diabetes. It's a battle in trying to get him to change his habits and his lifestyle. So that's what I would say, to be honest, is it's not easy. But if people do want more information about how to manage type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, then I would absolutely point them towards Diabetes UK, where there's a whole host of support and information on there.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Oh, thank you, Jo. Listen, thanks for your time.
This was Joanne Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, chatting with Anna Richardson on World Diabetes Day as part of the T2 Project.